Welcome into the studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Ebel. I'm here with Mike Reeder, the head coach of the Mobile Crusaders. It's season two, episode two. I'm on the line. We've got Rob Roberts, the voice of the Crusaders. Guys, how are we doing?
We're doing great.
I'm doing well.
Great. A nice weekend, Coach Reeder, regarding the Mobile Crusaders. Let's get right to it. The Elder Panthers, you guys share the same ice, but it's a big rival for the Crusaders, and you were victorious 5-2 over the... No, I'm sorry. Yeah, 5-2 over the Elder Panthers. Let's talk to the fans about the game. You had to be pleased.
Very pleased. Pleased with the effort. Pleased with the... It's an emotional game and a physical game. Pleased with their way they stayed in control of themselves. We didn't take... I think we only had maybe two penalties, and we skated, and that's what we need to do.
How about you, Rob?
I'm interested in the scoring output. Your last three games up to that point against Elder, you scored at 8-5-5. What's the difference in your offensive approach the last three games after only scoring two goals each in the first two games of the St. Joe's Invitational up at Notre Dame?
I think more time playing together. And those guys, I've got them sitting on the bench together during the game talking about if the puck's here, I'm going to be there, you be here. During practice, we're working on our plays constantly in almost every drill. And so I just think it's more practice, more games, and those guys making a conscious effort to understand where everyone's going to be at wherever the puck is, because, you know, the puck is determines what's going to happen.
Hey, Mike, how many returning players for new fans to Mobile varsity hockey, how many returning varsity players do you have this year?
I believe 10.
10, and then so you molded in and then brought in how many from the JV?
6.
Okay, so you've got 6 guys that are kind of learning this pace, this physicality at the varsity level, because as a former coach, I know there's a big difference from JV anything to varsity anything.
Well, this Friday was great in those type of when you're thinking about that, because we had two of our better defensemen did not get to play, and it forced the other guys to step up and take charge and leadership, and they really did, and I think we're better for it now. And the defense in general, it's been maybe the best defensive unit we've had in, you know, 8 years.
That's great. Any guys that you'd like to highlight from the Elder game, Coach, that you want to tell the fans specifically about their game and their performance, just to give them a little love?
Well, all the defensemen that played, the Tyler Toten, Jackson Kreisha, Evan Chick, Derek Carafelis is a forward, but he played back because we were missing a defenseman or two. And Derek ended up with 2 goals from the blue line, had a great game. Jordan Walters, you know, he comes in, plays his game every day, and it's always excellent.
Well, he's a heck of an athlete, right? Because I got the pleasure of watching him during Mobile soccer, and you just got a great athlete on skates, right?
Right. We're at our 7th game. He's got 13 points, and he would tell you, and I would tell you, he's not hit his stride yet.
Wow, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. And so, but some other guys contribute, like Jared Gorzinski and Drew Toten are having a fine season. Jacob Kuroda, Connor Bear, and Kyle Moore's got 5 points. So, and scoring's coming across the board. That's what's really making me very happy. And a lot of assists from the defensemen. That's the way they're almost like point guards in basketball. They have to, nothing works unless they give us one good pass. And once we get that up to the forwards, and those guys take over, and it's been fun to watch.
That's great. This is Rob Ebel with ESP Media, along with Rob Roberts. We're here with head coach Mike Reeder of Mobile Hockey. We're in our second podcast of season two, and we're being brought to you by Accurate Masonry. We want to thank Dino and Rose Carota for sponsoring the podcast and our broadcast this year. So it's going to be a lot of fun, Mike, to do that. Rob, anything?
Yeah, you talked about Jordan Walter, 13 points, the 8 goals, 5 assists. But, I mean, overall, you have to be happy the way that your goal scoring has been spread out. You have 4 players with 4 or more goals, and that just has to be a huge help to your offense, especially when everybody's going to be keying on Jordan the way they are.
Absolutely correct, Robbie. They do key on Jordan. He'll have 2 guys on him the whole game, but it's so nice to be able to put the other 2 lines out there, and they're always a scoring threat. And if they don't score, the pressure's still on, and hockey being what it is, when you're playing, it's hard to play defense. You get tired.
So do the Crusaders have Saturday off, or do you guys practice? I know you were hosting the Olentangy Braves on Sunday, but do you guys get around for a skate around or anything, Mike, on Saturday?
Not this Saturday we didn't. No, we took that day off, and we had a pretty busy week.
So, okay, so Olentangy Braves came down from Columbus to Northland Ice Center on Reading Road, and this was a big one. And you kind of pointed this one earlier on in the year when you were sending me the schedule. This was going to be a big barometer game for you, Coach. And Crusaders, 4-0. So from offensive side, defensive side, boy, you had to be pleased when you walked to your Jeep after that one.
Best game of the year. Best game of the year. And it was a measuring stick. Last year we split and tied in three games. And they're a physical team. They won't give up. They're big. And our guys, you know, when you watch the warm-ups, you look and you go, hey, man, this is going to be a good game. And our guys really, they kept the pressure on, and they played great team defense, and that's what we've been preaching for 14 years. And so it's nice to see a bunch of guys come together and play great defense, because defense makes offense. Offense doesn't make defense. Our transition game has gotten so much better, and we're controlling the blue lines. The blue line transition, you can win and lose your games there. And the boys are starting to understand that, and it is a super benefit when you do.
So it had to be a combination of a great defensive play and good goalie play. Let's talk a little bit about your goalie against Olentangy Braves, the old shutout brother.
Yes, Ian Key, freshman. He had that game. And
a freshman varsity shutout.
Varsity shutout.
Wow.
And so,
good for him.
Now, I will say Owen Lundy played Friday night, and he played a great game as well. So we've had two excellent goaltenders so far this season. And, we're going to ride those guys as long as we can.
Sounds good. How about you, Rob?
Oh, you talked about your blue liners a couple minutes ago. Now you get the shutout by Ian Key. The last four games, two goals or less in all four. What's been your biggest change the last four games?
Ian played a good game, and he manages his game in terms like if we can't get the puck out, and he can freeze it, he'll freeze it. We get a line change, get some fresh guys out there. He understands that. And then on the other side, shutouts is he gets the credit. I get the credit for the wins, but it's really a team thing. You know, your defense have to control the front of the net and keep the puck on the sides where they're taking bad angle shots. And, you know, for the most part, I think that's what we did.
Okay, guys. Well, I think this is a good time to take a break. We'll come back after a fine word from Accurate Masonry, but we'll talk about what's in store for a very busy week for the Crusaders ahead. This is Rob Ebel with ESP Media. We'll be right back. Accurate Masonry has over a decade of specialized experience with commercial masonry services. Just as important as our skills and professional focus is our dedication to customer service and satisfaction. Call our Cincinnati location today at 513-769-3300. That's 513-769-3300. Or visit our website at AccurateMasonryLLC.com to discuss your next project. Accurate Masonry, we're here to help.
Hey, this is Rich Sturm from Northland Ice Skating Rink here in Cincinnati, Ohio. We're the home of Moeller Hockey. We also have public ice skating on Friday and Saturday nights from 8 to 10, and we have it on Saturday and Sunday afternoons 2 to 4. If you want to come out and play a little hockey, we have drop-in hockey from 11 to 1 in the afternoon. And if you want to rent some ice, we have plenty of ice available. You can give us a call at 513-563-0008. And you can find us on the web at www.northlandicecenter.com. We hope to see you on the ice. Go Crusaders!
Welcome back into the studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Ebel. I'm here with head coach Mike Reeder, and Rob Roberts is on the line. This is episode 2, season 2, Moeller Hockey, and we're going to talk about the upcoming week for the Crusaders, Coach. On Thursday, you travel to the very nice Kettering Rec Center at 4 p.m. to face the Alter Knights. Let's talk to the fans a little bit about that. I know you like the facility, and you said it's heated inside, so that makes the coaching staff very happy, I'm sure.
Yes, it's a pleasant game, pleasant place to play for sure. And but we're looking forward to that game. We've got four games in the next 8 days, and that'll really set us on our way. And so we're looking forward just to one game at a time.
So let me ask you about Alter's program. Is that a program that's been around for a long time? Is it a startup program or, not a startup, but a newer program? Tell me a little bit about Alter's program, Mike.
Alter's been around at least 20 years, I think, or 15. But they're starting to,
But they haven't been on your schedule.
No. But they're starting to play better competitive hockey. So,
okay.
We like to play those kind of teams.
So, sounds great. So, and then I'm excited on Saturday, the Upper Arlington Golden Bears come down to Northland Ice Center for a 5:30 dropping of the puck. Talk a little bit about that relationship against Upper Arlington, because I know, in lacrosse and soccer and everything else that we compete against them, they're always tops and give us great competition.
Yes, long history, with hockey. Upper Arlington's been around maybe a little bit longer than Moeller hockey. I think we're close to 40 years now. And always a top-notch program. And, they're always physical, they're always big, and that'll be the next measuring stick for sure.
Now, Mike, is that a home and away each year with Upper Arlington? Will you travel up there later in the year to face UA?
No, that'll just be a one game.
So you rotate this each year, so you'll go up there next year.
Yes.
So let's. I'm really excited. I'm going to let Rob talk about this, but it'll be our first audio broadcast of Moeller hockey in a long time, and Rob Roberts will be on the call. And Rob, tell the fans about what they're going to hear on the broadcast.
Well, I mean, I'm beyond excited to get into some Moeller hockey. It's something that we spoke about in the past, and I'm glad it's finally coming here. But a lot of insight. I like to bring people behind the curtain as much as possible. We'll do that as me and Coach will sit down before the game. We'll have players in between intermissions, and then hopefully grab some players after the game as well. So not only will you get the on-ice play-by-play, but then you also get a peek behind the curtains in regards to the players and the coaches and how they prepare and their mindset going through the periods and through the game as well.
Coach, how great does that sound?
I love it.
Yeah, it's and once again, that's being brought to you by Accurate Masonry, Dino and Rose Carota. Could be happier to be delivering Moeller hockey, and it sounds like it's going to be a special season for the Crusaders. So then the weekend wraps up with a trip up to Columbus, your Chiller North ice rink. Before we talk about Thomas Worthington, tell the fans about Chiller North, Coach.
Chiller North, nice arena, but it's just a skating arena, no big seats or anything like that. But it's a newer building, so it's nice to play there. It's the farthest rink we'll go away for home game or for league games.
Sure.
And but it's a nice facility.
Thomas Worthington, Patriots, right? Are they the
Cardinals?
Cardinals. I don't know why I thought Patriots. I must be losing it. So Thomas Worthington, Cardinals. Tell the fans what are you expecting from Thomas Worthington?
They've been around 30 years, I believe. They're on a little bit of a downswing right now, but they're in our league, and we got to beat them. So that's what we're going
to
do.
All there is to it. So really, two tough league games this weekend, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Robbie, how about you?
That's a trick game. The road trip up to Thomas Worthington. You're going to come off of two games, and you're going to have three games in 4 days with the Thursday, Saturday. Got the home game late in the afternoon against Upper Arlington, and turn around for the road trip the next day to Thomas Worthington. How do you try to keep your guys' legs fresh off that back to back with the road trip in there?
We'll play all three lines, and we'll keep the shift short. And that's why we worked out 5 days a week in the summer. We're ready,
Mike. Do you you were very pleased with that off-season program that you had? So it's a weekend like this was where you see the dividends.
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well, guys, another great show. We're excited to see how the Moeller Crusader hockey program plays out. I know, Coach, before we wrap it, one of the things you wanted to mention, a couple things about your JV squad. I think it was versus either Elder or Olentangy. You had a reference you wanted to mention of it, your JV team.
Well, they did a great job. Sunday they traveled up to Columbus and played Olentangy while we played the varsity here. They won a game 1-0. Goal by Nathan Shalver, and
let's talk about Nathan.
Oh, Nathan's a freshman. He's a young guy finding his way with the team as they are, and it's just so great to have him score that goal. It's just It's great. And so he's not the biggest guy in the team. That's what makes it even better. And Brad, Coach Brad and Anthony and Graham, continually growing those kids, winning a 1-0 game. That's what we want.
Sure, on the road.
On the road, winning those close battles so later they can bring it to varsity. I just love it. And Nathan Steffen stopped 35 shots in net, and it just sounded like those kids really pulled together to win a 1-0 game.
Sounds great. Rob, anything on closing?
No, I'm looking forward to that to the Saturday first broadcast. It's going to be a good one.
Sounds great. Guys, thank you again. We'll get together probably Tuesday of next week for podcast number 3, and we can promote the St. Xavier Bomber game then at U.S. Bank Arena that we'll be broadcasting, so that'll be a lot of fun. But we got 3 games ahead of us before that, so, Coach, best of luck on those, and we will touch base next week, and go Crusaders.
Go Crusaders.